A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the newly appointed cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Joining us once again, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are coming out from the Voice of America in Washington. And this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's first cabinet picks.
Mr. Mnangagwa last night named a new cabinet, seen as rewarding top military officials who played a crucial role in his rise to the top, but retained much of the old guard from President Robert Mugabe's era, which analysts say deflates much of the optimism surrounding the new government.
But his backers say he opted for continuity and experience as he has only 8 months before the country calls for the next elections. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Siyabona ke ukuthi ukhethe abantu abanengi sibili abathize akade bekhona ngale kudale le cabinet kamongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Siyabona sibili uphinde wadobha futhi abanye abakubuto lapha sikhuluma ke ngoPresident Cyril, kuzobuya ke lo Major General Sibusiso Sibanda Moyo. Ndiyamkhumbula uMoyo ezethula umbiko ukuthi ibutho selingene ke eZBC khona ngale selikhuluma ngokuthi selihluthune umbuso welizwe. So ke Blessing, siyabona ke sibili ukuthi Mnangagwa ulabantu abatsha unabakudale lakhe
onguka hama wadiwa nasi tilauti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei dare remakurukota rakasarudzwa iro nava Emmerson Mnangagwa nezuro manheru pakaonekwa pachipindaiwo vamwe vari kubva muchiuto vakaita sa Air Marshal Parents Chiri ava vave gurukota rinoona nezvekurima kuchizotiwo vamwe vakaita sa Major Sibusiso Moyo vamunoziva vachitauraiwo kuti mauto ndo anga apanyanga mushure mekunge vaenda kuno komberedza imba yavamugabe inonzi Blue Roof kuborode uko vachivatiwo vanofanira kunge vachisiya chigaro. Asi kune vakawanda vari mudare remakurukota irori vagara vari mumatare makurukota apfuura pasi pavamugabe vakaita sava Obert Mpofu vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vaKembo Mohadi vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwenyika kuchitiwo vakawanda vana mai Stembiso Nyoni vana mai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vana amai Priska Mupfumira vadzorwa zvakare vanga vambo biswa mudare remakurukota navamugabe kuchitiwo vamwe vatsva vakaitawo sana Ziyambi Ziyambi vave ivo ku bazi rinoona nezvemitemo navakazembe kazembe
kunjaloboi so ke siyabona ke kulo Patrick Chinamasa ke okhakelezezimali kuzobuya ke umnumzana Obert Mpofu ubambe ezomvikela ekhaya. Uzobuya ke Marshal Parents Chiri usekhangele ezokulima lokuhlalisa abantu nje emakhaya khona ngale. ULazaro Sitako Ntokola lokhu ekhona ubambe ezemfundo. Udokotela David Paranyatwa nguye uzibambe ke kwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Kembo C.D. Mohadi kembo mwati akula mtalatala kukulumende. Kuta loke kuona lapa ke kakele zomvigela. Uziyambi ziyambi kumyoba mbege ezo mteto. Mecha jela resposiso moyo. Isa mkumbule uba baweku wakuluma kutia sokufiwa la Zimbabwe. Uba mbege ezo kubutelana na manya mazwe. Kuzo boya ke mnumza na chulai moyo. Isa mkumbule chulai moyo. Use kona njalo ukangele ezo matulopeni le mapandleni. Kuzo boya ke ustebi sonyoni uloke kona kuta se kangele ezo bom mama. So kwa hile Professor Amon Murira, mwuka ngele eze mfundu ipezulu. Usupa mwanduwa zira la ukona, ICT ya wazi uka ngele kono kuge, oibule njini be internet, leto ezi njalo unji. Kuso kwa hile ukiye vanyati, la uzwambile, lepa eze sevenzi. So kama sikupeka kukunjalo ke mfundu.
Honguka hama wadiwa, maka sunu kukasezu luguta ura. Gibbs hapa kuti munge mchipinda mchirongwa chedu tishikurukura Gibbs regaitimbo wende pa Facebook page yedu toho na uti vanwari kuti kudi nenya edare makurukota tinashe chanyao arukuti stop it tuenda una Vincent Dana arukuti watching from Kalinia Pretoria thank you so much and then Edmo Gondo Rambane Pasi watching from Selu Zimbabwe thank you so much and Tina Jakari, Senzani Sajimi Tendele, old train with new driver. We also have Efas Pet Mandaza, my good friend there in the UK. He says, it has always been a case of a snake shedding its skin. Trago Trust Chipato, Arguti, watching from South Africa. Rosie Silla, who is the vice president? I don't think that decision has been made yet.
Not yet, we don't know.
There's just a speculation as to who might be picked as vice president, or actually two, after their congress. We might have three, because they were saying there's need to fulfill the women's quota. Then Paul January, apo, blessing, please call me. Paul is in South Africa. Then we have Prinsola Herrera, Arguti, loud and clear. Then we have Bright Chelsea Sibenge, Arguti, you appreciate me more when I'm gone. I don't know if that's President Robert Mugabe. We are Mkumbula. Then we have Jeremiah Mudagureva, Arguti, Tiripo Fe. Thanks so much, Jeremiah. We have Samson Mukulanga, we say, call me. We have Dara K. Jamusina. He wants to be called my good friend. Tototai Mateva Varira in the UK says, Kulanda Ntakaterira Hedu Budi. Thank you so much. Munyaradzi Shingira Ichiwoto, watching from Vic Falls, Gibbs.
Zilabo abo nengi lapa pasewe ngele nkuljeni blessing. Masuka ngele ke ulo Priscilla Ngulube. Uti mbugele la msibili mkonapo. Tengu esipanda stoles ya kuzo kakulu. Uti kutuwa ke mnumza na opeti ya bantu. Ungele njani futi. Philip Spanda uti kunzima wafoitu. Kunzima sibili. Kuzo wege ustule Nicole Chuma. Uya mbugele kula ngale ke epilitani. Siabonga machuma. Kuzo wege lo silence mpunzi. Uti ngamanya lalawa. Aso nite ilu ngileo. Lezwe katesi kunapo. Kuzo buya unumza jiane, uti nilibugele nisatepe, nizokutuwa sisi lomonto yitu wanda.
We have our first guest, that is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. He also at one time served as the Deputy Justice Minister. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, good evening, listeners. Mameru Sisonge.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Gutu is on the line. You can ask him a question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I guess you have seen the cabinet and people have been talking on social media about what this cabinet is all about. So give us a take, taking into consideration that maybe you would have wanted to be the Minister of Justice, right?
Gibbs, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen the cabinet. Maybe let me just make one. The first observation is that, of course, it's a 22-member cabinet, way smaller than the previous cabinet of the former president, Robert Mugabe. And significance is not that there are only six deputy ministers. I remember clearly that the last cabinet had about 24 or 25 deputy ministers. So it was like virtually every ministry had a deputy minister. If I remember well, I think the only ministry that didn't have a deputy minister was the Minister of Finance for some reason. So in total, there were about 74 or 75 ministers, the former cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I found a little bit astounding about the present cabinet is, you know, the recycling of what I would want to call, with due respect, deadwood. Yeah, you are talking of people who have been in the cabinet for more than 20 years or so, some of them even for about 30 years. I mean, let me give you an example of, for instance, somebody like Minister Obed Mpofu, who, with respect, does not have a particularly, you know, rosy record in cabinet. I mean, when you look at his record as the Minister of Mines and Mining Development during the GNU era, and when you also look at generally, you know, the allegations of corruption against him, which he has not unfortunately been able to successfully, like, explain. And you also have people like the Minister of Health, Minister David Parenyatwa, who has actually superintended over the total collapse, the virtual collapse of the public health delivery system. And what I also found very astounding is, you know, you have a Minister of Youth, Honorable Stanley Sonyoni, who last time I checked is about 69 or 70 years. So really, to have somebody who is about 70 years old being a Minister of Youth, I think it's actually an insult to the youth who happen to be the majority of the population. I think we all know that demographically, people below the age of 40 constitute about maybe 64 to 65% of Zimbabwe's population. And you also look at something that I found also very astounding is the militarization of the cabinet. We also have a Major General, Dr. Sibusiso Moyo, who is coming in as the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade. And you also have Emmanuel Operensi, who is coming in as the Minister of Agriculture and Land. So you tend to then want to believe that you know, we are actually having a deliberate military thrust. We actually have quite a militarized cabinet, which I believe for some of us who believe in peaceful democratic change and in civilian politics as opposed to military politics or the militarization of politics, we feel pretty uncomfortable. So basically, I would say it's a cabinet that is not inspiring. I would call it, it's like putting old wine in new bottles. It will remain old wine. I'll call it a cabinet that is like just the flip side of the old order. It is like the reverse side of the same coin. It is uninspiring. It doesn't look very very exciting. And when you look at even people like Patrick Chinamasa, with whom I worked in the Ministry of Justice during the GNU, for him to go back to the Ministry of Finance and with the kind of difficulties that he had, you know, as the Minister of Finance before he got demoted to Minister of WhatsApp or what they were calling himself a ministry. I believe that they could have gotten a better person, maybe even from, you know, outside politics, as somebody who's like a banker, a retired banker, to be a Minister of Finance and Economic Development. So I believe that this is a cabinet that is dull, I'm afraid to say. It doesn't look particularly exciting. Like I've already said, it is like the reverse side of the same coin. And when you look at the economy, that is virtually on life support. We have an economy in which more than 90% of the people who live or subsist within the informal sector. I believe that those men and women are not going to be able to take to the next level. So I would actually say that cabinet, with respect, it's an uninspiring cabinet. If I use thick lingo, some are already saying cabinet yakadzwa.
The drunken master reminds me of the drunken master.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Gutu, I think some people are also complaining about the number of females in this cabinet. They are saying just 3 women. That's an insult. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
Yeah, exactly. That's the other dimension. When you look actually, it's in terms of gender parity. It's actually an insult because we know that 52% of the Zimbabwean population is constituted of women. And if I remember well, there are about 3 women in that cabinet. Mm-hmm. There is Mfumira. Who is the third one? There's also, I can't even remember the third one.
Mae Mfumira? Opam Chinguru, Mae Mfumira, and Mae Stembisonyoni.
And Opam Chinguru Kashiri. And look, you are saying, and all those women, when you look at it, you know, Vanu Vakura, I believe that they could have done better to look for younger women who are there, well-educated women who could actually have been given, cabinet posts, at least one half of those cabinet posts. I've already said, if you are looking at the Ministry of Youth, which is now being led by a grandmother who is 70 years old, I think it's not only an insult to women, but it's also an insult to youth. So I think it's actually a chauvinistic, male chauvinistic, cabinet setup. And I don't know what women think about it, but I don't want to believe that women are going to be excited by that kind of cabinet where they are only represented by three women out of 22 cabinet ministers.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gibbs.
I guess we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. He is on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, the cabinet that never was, right? Or this is the most brilliant cabinet you've ever seen in life in Zim, right?
Yeah, it isn't the best cabinet. I think one of the things that we have got to note is that in a place of laws, in a country of laws, this cabinet is not only disappointing, is not only insensitive in terms of non-representative in terms of age and so forth. The cabinet is to a large extent illegal. It is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you why. The Constitution demands that the president must have due diligence and due deference to gender equality, regional equality, and so on and so on. And if you look at it, its gender balance is inappropriate, it's totally out of the map, and for that reason, in a country where courts are useful, where courts do their job, this could be challenged in a court of law, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be forced to revisit some of the allocations of the post and allocate a few more positions in his cabinet to female members of the society who are appropriately qualified to carry out such duties. And there is not a shortage of women who can be ministers, cabinet ministers in any country, let alone Zimbabwe, with its high literacy rate.
Don't tell us, Banda, when we visit to Gubenjan, go.
Bengisathi mina i-cabinet ka-President Mnangagwa nxa ungayikhangela kahle kahle ngayikho emthethweni bekufanele ukuthi ngabe uyayikhangelisisa ayilungisa ukuthi ibe labantu besifazane abeneleyo abafanana nokuthi abantu ku-population izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingabafazi zingaki. Ngalelo qhinga ngibona ukuthi bekungaba khona abantu abangaphangisa bahambe emthethwandaba bafike bathi hayi i-cabinet leyi ayikho emthethweni ngoba isisekelo sombuso sitsho njalo.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some might actually say maybe Mr. Gutu is crying more than the bereaved. Of course, you are in the opposition. Why, if you stay close to a cemetery, you are not supposed to mourn for everyone. Varukuti kwa imi muno dei pa ukuye mweni, siya ewa tongi.
No, because the whole idea is blessing. Why we're in politics? We're in politics to serve the nation. We, some of us have sacrificed a lot. I mean, what we are doing. I think I want the listeners to appreciate that some of us, we are in politics not because we are clamoring for one of these positions. No. I mean, I've been in government before. I've been a deputy minister before. So I actually know how government operates. I mean, you can give me any government department. I think with due respect, it does sound impossible. I think I'll be able to run it. So all I'm saying is we are looking at a situation where we want our country to prosper. Mm-hmm. We want our people to live in happiness. We believe in the pursuit of happiness as MDC. We want people to enjoy the fruit of their labor,
enjoy the natural resources of their country, to live peacefully, happily. So all we are saying is this. If you are going to have a cabinet in a, only three women out of 22 people, then are you saying, when you look at Zimbabwe, one of the highest literacy rates, not only in Africa, but in the world. Last time I said, they were saying, actually, I think we are number two. It's not number one or number two. I think it's either we are number one or number two after Tunisia in terms of literacy in Africa. So all we are saying is we have got highly educated, highly qualified men and women. Why, therefore, did President Mnangagwa only find it fit to get only three women? And if you look at it, I'm not being tribalistic here. All these women are from the northern part of the country. Opamchinguri, Chris Kamfumira. Okay. And then, of course, the same people may be from the southern part. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, it was going to be better if at least they'd come up with, out of 22, then to have at least about 10 women sitting in cabinet. Because the women are there with the relevant qualifications, the relevant experience. I mean, in the private sector, we've got women who've done very well in business, we've got women who've done very well in insurance, we've got women who've done very well in academia. So I believe that there's really no good reason. I don't think anyone would say we are crying more than they believe. We are doing this simply because we want Zimbabwe to be governed properly. And more so, I think it's one of our primary functions as the opposition, to keep the government of the day in check. And if we don't do that, I think we'd have failed in one of our core duties as opposition, because we are there to make sure that we keep the government of the day in check. We point out to their weaknesses. We obviously are supposed to make them work. And I think this is one of our duties, and this is exactly what we're doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we wanted to be in cabinet. No. I want listeners to appreciate. No, we really have no appetite to be involved in a ZANU-PF cabinet. But at the same time, because we are Zimbabweans, we have that patriotic duty, and we need that patriotic obligation to see to that our country is governed properly.
Thank you so much. We thought that a fight between grasshoppers is a joy to the crow. But Mr. Gutu is defining the role of opposition here. Of course, Napoleon once said, if you see your enemy making mistakes, don't interrupt him.
Mm-hmm.
They are interrupting Mr. Mnangagwa here. Regai tiende kuna va moyo ku South Africa. Makadi va moyo?
No, makadi iko, baba.
Aiwa, tirina ani. Darema kurukota ramanga maka mirira rasvika. Hanzi kutonga kwaro gamba. Muruko ona se ikabiliti.
Aiwa.
Thank tinotenda zvikuru kuva moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Awa tinotenda regai titeriwo vamwe votofopira mukana wamapepa anoti vagotwa mberi basa nepati yambe shena mberi mukana waiwasvike kuti basa itore nekuti namwari vabvuma kuti itore basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Moyo there seems to be an MDC supporter and is hoping that they win next year's elections. And he's saying that for Mr. Mnangagwa, it's the same old cabinet and he does not have any hope in it changing the fortunes of the country. That's his own view. Gibbs, move on.
Just before taking this caller, there's an interesting comment that has been sent by, I think it's Martin Mhlanga. He says you cannot remove an old back tire and put it up front, and then you claim that you have restructured your car. We need a new set of tires. We cannot have a country running on the same old tires. This guy is saying, no, that cannot happen. So ke sizwe ke silo babu Nyathi lapha ecingweni. Baba Nyathi ungatshona njani? Baba Nyathi? Kungani ubabu Nyathi ifoni yakhe kungani kumbe sidliwe izinto? Ya, kungani sinqambukile nje. So kumbe ngibe sengisiya kubaba uSpanda. Baba Dr. Spanda ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Ye, ukungena kwa Dr. sorry oka Marshall Parents Shiri. Kulabanye abantu zivele asebelunywa ikhonzi la. Bathi lokhu kuyachaphula. Indaba yokuchaphula abantu.
Hey, yabona ukuthi Marshall linabantu abaningi nemazi njengo Marshall Parents Shiri abantu abaningi abesindebeleni bamazi njengo Black Jesus. Ngoba ngesikhathi sakhe ubesazakala njengomduthu ubefika emzini wabantu. Akhethe njengomlimi ukuthi hayi wena ungaphila wena ususifa wena ungaphila wena uzawufa kusasa ube ngumuntu obamba izimpilo zabantu ngesikhathi seguguru awundi lapha. So ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa osemthathe wamfaka uhulumende wamkhipha lapha kade cashe khona emasotsheni kuyinto yethusayo etshengisa njalo ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa indaba yokudubeka kwabantu bemandebeleni akayithathi akayiqakathekise kangako. Uyenza into encane ngala ndaba lokuthi abanye abantu bangabe phatheka kanjani. Indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abanye ngobuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bazi ukuthi upresident wabo akala ndaba lezihlupho zabo lokudubeka abake bakwenza. Into eyokuthi akula muntu akade ikhangelele labantu abasemazweni aphesheya bengibona kathi sila ku-BBC bekhuluma ngale ndaba ukuthi kwethu salokhu ukuthi ngathi umuntu owazakala elenhliziyo embi kangaka njalo kuthiwa wabulala abantu elizweni usukake kuminista ngaliphi bona abantu bohlobo lwalubulawa bezwa njani ngalesi sehlakalo esinzima kangaka.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje 1 minute ngesikhiwa khonokho.
Well, I think that it's a huge tragedy when you have a section of your society as a president and you are unable to sympathize and empathize with their feelings, justified or unjustified. The fact that, Marshall Parents Shiri was in Matabele known as the Black Jesus for his attitude towards the matters during the 80s when there was a suspected genocide. Means that his appointment certainly touches a lot of people as personal, as insensitive, as certainly an insult for those who had known Parents Shiri as the Black Jesus, for he had the power to decide who would live and who wouldn't live, who would have life when he arrived in people's homes in the 80s. So I think that, and it's not just people like me, Zimbabweans, it's people in the international world where I was watching today, the British regretting ever letting him train at Sandhurst, and also worrying why such a person would be appointed to be in a government in a country where you have a lot of people who experienced his matters that are still alive and can still tell the stories of what he actually did. So it's a chilling thought, and we don't know how our society is going to survive this. It's not on the show as well, where you have people becoming, where the president is giving unnecessary profile
to an issue that needed to be dealt with, I think, more soundly and more sensitively as it dies out, perhaps.
Thank you.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, Blessing?
Just briefly, I mean, we can't say everyone in this cabinet is not capable of delivering. I mean, even at a monkey contest, there is a winner. Are there characters that you think can actually perform in this cabinet?
I don't know. I'll single out. Okay, fine. He's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that chap called through Siso Moyo.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody I know. I mean, personally, I know he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he's got a doctorate in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's very sharp. What I don't know now is, because there have been certain allegations I've been reading somewhere this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
About some dodgy deals, diamond deals, during the Zimbabwe National Army escapade
in
the Congo, in the DRC in the 90s, where he had been, he was seen at some, you know, some of those kind of things. So I don't know whether that might not be maybe a blemish on his record.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know that given an opportunity, he'll be able to be a very good foreign affairs minister because he's an expert in international relations. He also has been running some of the army businesses. I know for certain that he's very, very keen and sharp business acumen. I know mm-hmm. Susumu is going to be able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there are some of these guys in cabinet, Obedumpo for Goman, I mean, like for four mm-hmm. people. I mean, like I said, look, he has got a take at the history of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he now remains in the new Ministry of Home Affairs and Culture. It sounds a bit funny, eh? Home Affairs and Culture, they call it. I don't know how he's going to be an effective minister. He has not been effective in any of the ministries that he has been given to run throughout his tenure in government with due respect. Even if he got back when he used to be the provincial governor for Matabele and not, back in the day. So, look, I believe that one or two people will be able to do a decent job. I've already said that the system will be able to do a decent job. I think also that a person like Patrick Chinamasa, maybe not exactly in finance, I think would have made a very good minister of either justice. You'd have made a very good minister of justice. I know he's a workaholic. I work with him. I know he can put in a long shift. I know he can work, work his socks off. Or he could even have done better at home affairs. And now you have some of these people. You have.
Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Is no baba lapha ke othwa ungqhubekani usechumweni. Eh baba qhubekani kunjani? Baba qhubekani ukona?
Yebo, kunjani ba?
Ngiyaphila, isibongo bani?
Mina ngoDonga ba.
Yey, Donga uyangikhumbuza ke kudala uyakhumbula uSilandulo elomdlalo wakhe lwalwa kuthiwa Kapula Donga. So I would talk it to what is the entire cabinet late?
I cabinet late, I started. I say, was a motive in the Piagudu, you say.
So go to a song in a bantaman tease. When was well to have very in the Pavan Bola?
I was a top of the Avantilava, very Avantava than the own.
So ubona ngazani vele kadenge kadopa abanye kuba bakoma badla atjeneyo
ufuze kube njalo ukuthi bedobhe laphana lalaphana lalaphana ukuze sihambise kuhle
so singathi zimbila zantabanye
hayi zimbila zantabanye
kodwa ungena kulaba abanjengoperensishiri kuzobuya ke lo major general Sibusiso Moyo, ubona njani?
Hayi, labo thina vele sifuna ukuthinte ungena abantu abangibe bengene phakathi lapha.
So kodwa
ngathi unyathela.
Yes, manje kutshintshwa njani khona?
Hayi, kufuze lethe sikhalaze phezulu lokho.
Hayi, konti liye kukhetho kuliyakhalaza kubani?
Demonstrate ukuze kulunge.
Yebo
phela. Ngakhona ngale kethini kusebenzi ukuthi sekhetha.
Mhm. Kodwa selizimiseleni ukuthi liye kukhetho kumbe vele Donga alika kubhalisa.
Baba.
Sela bhalisa ukuthi ivote njengoba sithi liyafuna ukuthi liguqule njalo lingale ngayo ukhetho.
Hayi kodwa siyakubhalisa so ngo-January.
Hawu ubone ke Donga siyabonga kakhulu ungadinga kusasa mnumzane.
Hayi mbongile ungena ehleleni.
Mhm. Sibonga kakhulu. So Mr. Donga is saying that these people know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Ndebele we've got an idiom which says Zimbila Zantabanye.
Mm-hmm.
They are rabbits of the same mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take another one from another mountain, they always fight.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for a long time. So he really recycled some of the ministers because of that, mm-hmm. according to him. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Tinamkoma Donald Parunari. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing Magadi kwa namkoma Gibbs.
Ah,
isu. Asiapira mfoe.
Kwa zaidu mkoma Donald. Tipeo pungwa zenyu.
Ya, ndida umurosa wangu wa mkoma, mkoma wariku maana lisi wa gudu na mkoma siwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Ule kwa siwanda. I apa ati ati tu mwenye lumbo na kata kata risi watu mama zoma tu kulicho fungo ata kuda pamoja kubako kata wamu kabe sisi ya shanduka mnyika baadhi ati tu mbo na kana change ya jenuhudi chero wana angwari kuno wangu anga zita zita tika nda kumushapa kili si masoro tora nubi zebi zebi ati ya zogi zebi zana kama kumusha but indication ni ripo ya wato la zata apara shino naka zaitu apaka old wine ni old bodo zile zati kuhona nukutu mkata tawa ungwe wakata gafe na umasingo kare jizago ya sitema wato la ungwe.
Mhm.
Waka BC wa pacho leto declaration wa damwana jo dan moyo waka dzingwa pa gavana wa masingo.
Mhm.
Dikazonzi ah he ama resident minister akozina vachinjwa ava na minister of state. Ndambo kudando kwa rengwa chikana vachinja ministry sare ministry ndokutochinja kwe performance yemunhu ameno ane zvekuti chinene dikai baba.
Mhm.
Bozi mukatisa kuti ina vanhu akatasana nayo pa mjinguri vaka nana host state zonyone vakashanda kubakare vari ku mainyoni vachiva kwa minister of small enterprises jo dzi ameno atina kana mbona chatakaona ja vakapunduza kana nyika. Uya tinopo zvidi hoye ministry yekuti ava hoye ministry yekuti. Teta vanhu vakatana soja ikwawo. Ah, pada kungwarigwa. Mhm. Nokuti apo zvongoreva kungozvati vapachena kuti vachaurura munofanga kushanda nakasimba chaizvo nokuti zvava pachena manje. Ee muyabuda manje zvaitoro yatova pachena iyi.
Mhm.
Ekuti papa elections vatiri kupinda apa kapa. Pachange junda ichakange icha hainenge ya dominator zvokuti hapana pachanetsa ipapa. No main reason yasi wa masoja. Pano panango ona sepa vagona vamunangagwa pamipaku apo indaka.
Mhm.
Yepa minister of mines apo. Uri zonichitando muchinda anonzi uri zonichitando. Aira si iwo unonga kumimosa here kana kuchairman acha zvino. Mhm.
Kumimosa.
Yo mundo ndo pano pandaona pavagona ipapa.
Mhm.
Aiwa. Ee ndo minister of high education yava pa amoni murugira professor. Andona kuti zvingango vako ma ministry maviri waya. Ku health uko kwadzosera aparirenyatwa. Pavaisa vachina masa ku finance. Waisa wa ubedi mpofu uko. Hakuna chino buda. Nekwa waisa wa mzangwa kwa niya iku wana chenji. Na wakaya moyo.
Mm-hmm. Ayo, watunotenda zukuru mkuma Donald.
Mkuma blessing. Hata singa tari chini zaka daro. Saka fano hudu kanono kakuwana. Uwozo wana mvana.
Mm-hmm.
Wana, wani ngaate sa doja wana mzikana.
Ayo, watunotenda zukuru. Hapana hapo chakai pa kurura mvana. Si tunotenda zukuru mkuma Donald.
Maita basa mkuma.
Mm-hmm. Donald, there is saying that, of course, that there are exceptions. Kitando is saying that was an inspired appointment, and also mm-hmm. Professor Murwira at Higher Education is saying those are good. But overall, he's saying that Mr. Mugabe is simply, recycling the same old guys. Gibbs, we have Dr. Sibanda still.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda. Jalos lo mtikunga. Nkota sana hampi kwa nasi. Wana kula Professor Kevanyati. Kevanyati sibili Professor Wazwayo. Kwaze mfundo lapo. Kuzo buya ki umtu angwa la njoba wa ichinga anga pad. Kaya lo mati matando. Ya kumbuliti wa kuruma kufinjani. Kuruma kesti umnumza lo mkabe. So ki kunungu kwa ichinga sana nje. Intuwezi nengi. So nizo kutuwa siloba mtikunga ndapa. Oti ngezi bizo. Ki umnumza na kujani. Kume kuma mazulu.
Ye, Mazulu.
Sabona Mazulu.
Yebo baba.
Unjani unga?
Hayi sekholo mina ngizamku ukukhuluma ukuthi khona yebo yeza jabula sili ekhipha umgabe esaleni kufaka kumnangako. Kodwa ke phela uhlupho lukamnangako lokuthi usethethe amakhabhinethi ayekhona kumgabe wabuya wabuyisela futhi khona esikhundleni kambe kuzalunga.
Abantu bathini kwalapho nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya khona?
Ah, kaya naga kulim nga kwe vantin, naga zamu kutoka nga kwe vantin, sesava lalu nite mwenye kumbe inza vile wa mwuguni, oku zampa nise mpile.
Hmm. So, watu wake, nga wana subwona sivili kuti uhamba njani konoku, ubwona anuwe alunga hini, ili zele Zimbabwe njobe faka abangani baki?
Yai kona yegele kuzalunga ukuya kwesikhathi kodwa mina bengikhathe ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa phela kuyafakwa lamandebele kungathi ngamashona kodwa ukwenzela ukuthi lathi ngapha emandebeleni sibe lokuthuthuka njengakhona le mashini.
Ngiyabona phela bafake umnumzana Obed Mpofu lindebele phela khona ngapha alisho ukuthi lindebele.
Ye right yena Obed Mpofu lindebele kodwa ke omama bakhona laba bangamandebele na.
Yes, yabona kulo Sthembiso Nyoni, umama wesintwini. Kuzobuya ke lo mdala uSimon Khayamoyo. La ngwesintwini njalo ke.
Obed Mpofu.
Kuzobuya ke Mpofu semqambile.
Mhm.
Kuzobuya ke lo Kembo Mohadi. Siyakwazi ukuvela khona ngale ke
esivendeni.
So ke kuzobuya bakhona nje balihlekana. La khona phetsholojo akazi bafaka bani.
Eh.
Bafaka uginyilitshe uKane Matema uyamazi kakhulu Kane wabhala ibhuku ibhuku lakhe lelana elezaphu njalo umdala wayemthanda phela umdala wayengamthandi
hayi wayemthanda yena kodwa phela kathi anti yabona ukuthi kade sebehlamukile labo sezanini so siyabaamandebeleni labo kabadonsele kibo ngapha kuphumelele ngapha nakhonale
mhm hhayi ke siyakuzwa ke ntombi endala iphosele okugcina mama.
Hayi, ngiyalikhuthaza abantu abasebenzeni abakithi emandebeleni khonapho kucabinet kamnangagu kuzeni zami kusebenzeni emandebeleni sithuthukise isigaba sakini sifile mani
sife kanganani sichobodekise siphele nyanya mazulu
nyanya ayafela sekuthari esebenzayo akula migwaqo izinto ziyadura asiyahlupheka vele izulu alikho siyalamba. Ngathi siyathi umungu ona laba abasinikayo bathi kasikhiphe izimali asilazo.
Mm, kahlupha phele. Hayi siyabonga mazulu ungathilela kusasa ma.
Hayi mbonile baba.
Yes, bona kakhulu. That is Mrs. Zulu. She is in Cholojo.
Mm-hmm.
And she was complaining and saying that there are no Ndebele ministers of North. You know, maybe that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I pointed out that there are some were in the cabinet, she said, those are not the ones that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She would have wanted to see new faces and people that are a little bit powerful. But she says she's a bit reserved in terms of expressing herself
mm-hmm.
because she knows that something may visit her at night, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes people really have this kind of fear. And
mm-hmm.
she says the fear is still there. So she's fearing for her life, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see that there's even Kane Matema who comes from Cholocho. Mm-hmm. She doesn't trust him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regai tiende kurunare zvakare toenda kuna mukoma Namo Goronga. Makadi mukoma Namo.
Tinofara makadiwo vakuru vangu.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditanga hangu nokungoti tarisire anga ine vanhu. Nezvabuda padare remakurukota iro zvinovo dzamoyo takatendera tichiti mudzimu wavuya mumusha ino kana pouya mudzimu wembeveve haitauri haizwi nyangwe neanodudzira wacho unopera simba kuti wotangira papi ukavona zvekuti makurukota acho vazhinji vacho vapa kuma 79-80 zvichikwira ko ivo chavo chavo vechidiki muzano PF hamuna here vechidiki vachiri kutemwa dzinobuda ropa vanogona kunge vachimhanya mhanya paro neapo panoda kusvikwa apo panoda kudii nokuti hazvina kusiyana nasekuru vamugabe vataiti vanga vakura vanga vasina chakundi vanga vokundikana mukatasa vahungwe shoko rataro namukoma Dhoni rokuti takangokura tichingonzwa kuti vahungwe kana tikasanzwa zvisikati kuti vahungwe muzano PF yanga isiri zano PF asi nanhasi vanongonzi ngavafire pabasa zvifoshora kana tichida kuvakanyika devanga vabvumavo kunzwa zvinotaura vanhu vatore pfungwa dzevanhu vasangotora pfungwa dzevanonzi ava ndovakarwa hondo kurwa hondo handi kutonga nyika Ani ngangu tinda guma ipapo.
Tinote da zvikuru mukoma nhamo.
Yeah. Yeah, right, Gibbs. Yeah. So let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Spanda. Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, is it that people, let me put it this way. Were people expecting miracles to be performed by the president? What did they want out of this thing?
People were expecting, yes, I think you would say people were expecting miracles. People were expecting far too much than Mnangagwa could get. People didn't understand that the president had come into power through military action, and that he therefore had responsibilities to satisfy the military to ensure that he can rule without the interference, at least in the short term. People didn't understand that even up to now it is not yet clear to anybody. I doubt that it is clear to the president himself whether he is really a substantive president or a titular president. It could be that in reality the military is running the show. We know that these things happen in many countries. We know in Burma the person who occupies the office of the president isn't actually the president. The president is outside. We know that it happened in Russia, where for a good four years, Vladimir Putin was a prime minister by name, when in fact he was also president. So it is not clear, perhaps I think even to President Mnangagwa, whether or not what his position is and what powers he has in terms of what the military has done. And for people to expect him to move, mountains, it was impossible. The military had stated very clearly that they had interfered with the government. They removed President Mugabe so that they could sustain and maintain the Mugagawa agreement. They could make sure that war veterans occupied every aspect of the state. And we know that every aspect of the Zimbabwean state is already taken over. They've taken over mining. They've taken over agriculture. They've taken over the state now. They've taken over cabinet. They are pushing forward to take over parliament, and we know that they have taken over control of the media in the country, information and so forth. They have taken over foreign affairs now, and you can see that there is a huge force here that Mnangagwa has to deal with, and I'm unsure as to whether Mnangagwa can deal with this or is just being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It was already shocking that it took him about 5 days to name a cabinet. It's not really something that should take anybody that much. Somebody, he should have been able to begin thinking about cabinet the moment he was told that the military had said he would be the next leader of ZANU-PF the very day they started their coup around the 14th, 15th. So really, I don't think it's in place to blame Mnangagwa for the cabinet. I do not think that it is his fault. I do not know why he would not have promoted the military generals into the positions they are in. And I do not know how he could have chosen anybody other than those people who were from the war, who were seen as war veterans, because that is what the military said was its objective. And the military had to get what it wanted. And all these guys are the old guard that is regarded by the military, which is old guard itself, as true war veterans that had run away systematically by Mugabe. This is what the war veterans did it for. They wanted these guys back. They wanted everybody who'd been thrown away, who they perceived to be a war veteran or from a war history, to come back. These guys are back. The military didn't lie to anybody. Zimbabweans decided to redefine the desires of the military and think of it as removing Mugabe and not as installing and putting in place the war veterans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sibanda, some are saying that maybe, just maybe, the problem was President Robert Mugabe. He did not allow these ministers to shine. They can cite the example of Mr. Chinamasa. Remember at one time he said the government cannot afford to pay bonuses. And President Robert Mugabe reversed that within days and said bonuses must be paid. So maybe the ministers can perform. It's only that at the time the captain of the team or the driver was driving the bus into the ditch.
You know what? I like that. People think some are positive. And people need to understand one thing. Government, cabinet ministers, do not achieve anything as their own. cabinets work as that. They work as cabinets. They don't work as individuals. I hear people complaining about who's been made the Minister of Space, who's been made the Minister of that. In real political terms, it really doesn't matter who's the Minister of what. The difference that the individual makes is very small and minimal. It is the whole team together that is either effective or ineffectual. Cabinet and running a country is teamwork, because many of these things rely on each other. But let me say this thing about former President Mugabe. Look, I always thought that President Mugabe started on the wrong foot. There's some people that think that he started on the good foot. But look, after being bitten and shocked by both the NCA in the 2000 referendum and by the MDC in the 2000 general elections, President Mugabe tried to do the impossible. He employed one of the best cabinet ministers, the team of cabinet ministers the world has ever seen. Mm-hmm. That cabinet of the year 2000, running 4 years after that, was one of the best qualified, one of the most hardworking. You had in there, like him or not, you had Simba Makoni, a flying student. You had Nkosana Moyo in there. You had Mudenge. You had Mbenge. You had almost a full cabinet of PhDs. Mm-hmm. And Mugabe himself isn't one of those lazy people. Certainly hardworking in many aspects. But what you need to realize is that when the conditions aren't appropriate, when the conditions aren't necessary, when the president can't make very difficult decisions, as the decision you referred to, whether to pay or not to pay bonuses, it is difficult. And one of the first few actions that President Mugabe has taken, promoting the 25 military officers as one of his first actions, and secondly, ignoring the abuse of law by his faction against the other faction in ZANU-PF, and then this cabinet, which has no teeth, has no soul to it, has no credence, has no merit to it, is just a military, and the continued militarization of the key aspects of the economy, command agriculture and employing parents to run that department in government, indicates that the process that these guys have started under Mugabe, which undermine the economy and undermine the system of government, are the ones that Mnangagwa is going to try and rescue the economy using. It doesn't seem to me as though Mnangagwa has changed anything and can make the hard decisions that are necessary to make in order to run the economy. He can't change anything. He's going forward with what the military wanted before Mugabe. Mugabe was challenging the command agriculture sort of thinking, saying that we should go ahead with Zimaset, and they wanted command agriculture, and that's what he's doing, and it's part of the big problem. I don't think that Mnangagwa has given us any sign that he's able to make any difficult decisions or even to challenge the military junta that's around him at the moment. And I think that without a president who can make those decisions, it's going to be entirely impossible to bring back the economy. His inability to employ female ministers, to employ women in a country with more than 51% female people, to go by that principle, because of the principle you can ignore in 2017, indicates that the president is either caged or incapable or incompetent in more than many ways. His cabinet could be challenged in court successfully if the court is independent. I tell you that because the Constitution makes a clear indication that you must employ a cabinet that is gender sensitive. This cabinet is by any measure gender insensitive. And whatever one says, that is a bad indication on the managerial responsibilities and abilities of the president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's cabinet. Of course, that was announced last night with some names such as Air Force Commander Perens Shiri, running the Minister of Agriculture, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, the one who announced that the army was taking over the reins, is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And of course, you also have people in the old cabinet like Lazarus Dokora, Dr. David Parirenyatwa, Mr. Obet Mpofu, and others. Regatende kunava shongwe wariku Zambia. Makadi iva shongwe mteriri wedu.
Ndipo makasinda here?
Aiwa isu tiri nani pari sei pa Zambia?
Makasinda here, ndipo ma blessing.
Tiri nani zvedu?
Ah, pa Zambia pari nani. Zvakadhakwa. Takafarira kuti mungai mubata maya.
Sei muda.
Ndoma 1. vanhu vasingagoni kufamba zvichiendere tsindo hadzichatoperi paparlamendi paya patongoziona kuti dziripo kaka dzangozara pasaidi paya paya zvichiendere zvirimo mukati
ndakuvaka
izvo zvina zvazviri kuitikira
asika hanzi
ndotatinai tina vamugabe yaye ndo yangodzoka saka ndachikumbira kuna abvutu abvutuka
vagutu vanenge vaenda vashongwa
muaite malida yenyu ikoko kuti vatu vagokwanisa kutongonyika
vagutu vaenda vanga vaine imwe kwavanga vachimhanyira tata kwakumbira maminitsi mashoma asi ndofunga vari kufamba vavachiteerera chirongo
kana vakateerera kuemvisika ngavatibvisira tangirai vaite umwe muovheti koko sezvo vachiti ava vadi kutarota vanhu vasina kurwa hombe voita maovheti mamwe akadzingwa ayaya tione kuti zvinozofambira sei mberi because ya prepared kuzovhotera hurumende imwe ichatoziva because hurumende tatoiona kwayakananga haisi hurumende yevanhu
asi ka harisi basa revakarwa hondo ka vashongwe kuti vaudze vemapato kuti isai nhingi ndiye akarwa hondo nekuti hondo yachaitorwirwa izvozvo zvekuti vanhu vasununguke kuvhotera munhu waanoda
but muri kutozviona kapa kuti chigandanga ndochinei ndechitoshanda munyika
chigandanga ndechitoshanda
zvekuti chigandanga zvishanda chigandanga ndochitoshanda
hamusi kuona here kuti makuramwira munda makudo kana kuti makusiya chitunha chakarindwa neberi
ndoziva kuti but hatingaramwe zvedu but vanhu vari kurejesta kuvhota apa takutongorejesta kuti vanhu vavhote asi takukumbira kuti vanatsangira yayo vatitsvagira homo munhu havamuise papapo munhu mutano vamuisapo muchiwevheti iyoyo vakarwonde vava tigotoezomuvhotera but tongoda chidachuyari through mdc
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tatoona kutoti vamugabe vanosiya muguru wavo ende vari kutonga vari kuguva kwavari kuguva kwavari ndoko vari kutonga vari
aiwa hatingati hedu vari kuguva vari pazororo asi tinotenda zvikuru vashongwe that's them. It's Mr. Shongwe. He's saying that he wished Mr. Gutu was around, but he's saying that the MDC must replace Morgan Tsvangirai with someone with Liberation War credentials who will be accepted by the army. But like I was saying to him, you know, in a democracy, you don't have to have your Liberation War medals.
Yeah,
some of us were not even born, so you know you can't deny anyone the opportunity to be the president as long as people vote for them. I don't think it's okay to say the Liberation War fighters must tell Zimbabweans who they must elect.
Yeah, so kunjalo nje kulabantu lokho bethumeza imlayezelo lapha ku Facebook. Philip Spanda siyaxolisa kuloko ucela ukuthi sikufonele. Sizakufonela ke ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibona zani sizakufonela ngomvulo ngobuye khonapha-ke esitikini. Kuzobuya-ke uStanley Karoma uthi so General SB Moyo who announced the intervention on TV and announced a coup was fingered in the alleged looting of diamonds in the TRC, then quotes UN report. And then Philip Swanda is back again. He says he's a good show, guys, so we've been listening all along. And then James Thomas Mangena was also asking us to phone him. So, okay, sibuyele kubaba uSpanda, vala amafutshane uSpanda sibili, akusela isikhathi, 10 seconds for it.
I think of course we've run out of time. Time is not our best ally. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you, our Facebook viewers, our radio listeners, those who were sending us messages via Facebook, WhatsApp, and all other platforms that we use. Thank you so much. And of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and also MDC spokesman Obed Gutu. Thanks to our team of engineers and our producer for a brilliant job as usual. And signing off, this is Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.